Now, when it comes to actually entering into the Beis HaMikdash, says Mishnah Gimel, Ein Adam Nichnas La'azara La'avida, a person cannot enter into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash even, La'avida, for serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Although the truth is, the Yerushalmi actually explains that even if he enters not to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but anytime he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, Afilu Tahar, even if he is totally pure, and he hasn't become Tomei or anything, Ad Sheyitbol, he cannot enter until he goes to the mikveh. How do we know? So the Gemara explains from the following logic. The Torah says that whenever the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur changes his clothes, which he does 4 times, he has gold clothes and white clothes. So whenever he changes his clothes, which we're going to learn about throughout the Masechta, so he's going from one type of service to another type of service. And the Torah says that he has to go to the mikveh. So all the more so, somebody who's entering into the Beis HaMikdash, so he's going from not serving, and now he's going either to serve into the Beis HaMikdash, or according to the Yerushalmi, he's just entering into the Beis HaMikdash, that is a much bigger difference, and he's going upwards in terms of level of sanctity, and in terms of location, and so Kal Vachomer, all the more so, does he need to go to the mikveh before entering the Beis HaMikdash. Even if he is actually Tahar. Just like the Kohen Gadol is certainly Tahar, but he still needs to go to the mikveh in order to add on and increase his sanctity and purity. Alright, now coming back to Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah, Chomish Tevilos V'Asari Kedushin, 5 times did the Kohen go into the mikveh, and 10 times did he wash his hands and feet from the Kiyur. Toel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bevayayim, would the Kohen Gadol go into the mikveh and wash his hands and feet on that day? So throughout Yom Kippur, as we will see throughout the Masechta, he would go to the mikveh 5 times and wash his hands and feet 10 times. And this is really because every single time he changed his clothes, he would go to the mikveh and he would change his clothes 4 times. And as well as that, he had to go to the mikveh at the beginning before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, just like everybody. So that is 5 times going to the mikveh. And as well as that, before taking his clothes off, and after putting the new clothes on, he would wash his hands and feet from the Kiyur. So the 4 times that he would change his clothes, times by 2, that gives us 8. And as well as that, at the beginning of the day, when the Kohen Gadol was wearing his 8 regular items of clothing, before actually beginning the service, so then he would also wash his hands and feet from the Kiyur. And the 10th time was at the end of the day, when he took off the special Yom Kippur items of clothing, and then dressed in his regular clothing. So before taking off the clothes, he would wash his hands and feet from the Kiyur. But of course, once he was wearing his regular clothes, and he had finished the service, so then there was no reason to wash his hands and feet again, so he would only do it before taking the clothes off. And so that was the 10th time that he would wash his hands and feet on Yom Kippur. Now, in general, the rule which we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that when somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash, he needs to go to the mikveh, he doesn't have to go to the mikveh inside of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he could go to the mikveh even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. However, it is learned from Pesukim that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh, whenever he changes his clothes, so that needs to be done by Kodesh, in the holy place, meaning in the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, V'kulon ba'kodesh, all of the times that he went to the mikveh, when changing his clothes, it had to be done in the mikveh which was situated in the holy place, meaning in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, al Beis HaParva, on top of the roof of the Parva chamber. That was a particular chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a mikveh on the roof. And since the chamber was inside the courtyard, so the roof had the status of the courtyard as well. And so that was good enough, and he would go to the mikveh there. Chutz mezobilvad, except for this dipping into the mikveh, this one which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikveh at the beginning of the day, before even slaughtering the Karban Tomid, or beginning that service at all. So since that was a dipping in the mikveh, which anyway he would have to do, and it wasn't due to changing his clothes of Yom Kippur, it was due to the fact that whenever you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you have to go to the mikveh. So therefore it hasn't got that special law that it has to be done inside the courtyard. Rather, it could be done outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara explains that it was done on top of Shaar HaMayim, one of the gates, and that part didn't have the status of the courtyard. But nevertheless, as we explained, that was okay, because he would have had to go to the mikveh anyway, and this isn't considered a special purification of Yom Kippur. And so it did not have to be done in the courtyard.